And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure...
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeff.
Who is recuperating from cataract surgery. Oh, actually, it wasn't as bad as I thought it'd be.
Yeah, you look like Popeye, though.
I am what I am. Yeah, it wasn't too bad. I went in, and it was about a 20-minute procedure, and other than the fact that my pupils dilated.
And you have crayon marks all over your
forehead. Do I have crayon marks all over my head? You know, it's that thing now where they don't want to operate on the wrong eye, so they put a huge purple X on my forehead, and the darn nurse said, "Oh, well, we clean it all off." So I've been walking around for the last 3 hours looking like a goofball with purple crayon on my head.
I thought it was a fashion statement.
Perfect.
And the betadine down dripping on your ear. And looks pretty good. Very handsome.
Well, we got a heck of a show for y'all today. And again, thanks for tuning in to the Fred and Jeff Show. We want to thank our sponsors, a Made to Order, Barker Morrissey Contracting, Casa de la Luz Hospice, H&S Estate Gardening, our friends over at Mayfield Florist, Power Women Investing, Temco Air Environmental, the girls at the Tucson Roller Derby.
And we're going to be hearing from a new sponsor down in a few minutes, but we also have our friends at...
Ronstadt Insurance. As a matter of fact, Tucson Pedicab, which is a great operation. They ferry people around downtown around 4th Avenue. We just got a big ad on one of the back of the pedicabs to try to sell some car and home insurance. And so the gentleman, Paul, who runs Tucson Pedicab, sent me a nice logo of it. It looks pretty cool.
You know, those are really great. I mean, they're like rickshaws.
Right.
But they aren't like rickshaws.
They are rickshaws. Yeah.
But a lot of them are like, they're like steel frame. They look pretty uncomfortable. But Tucson Pedicab, there's about three of those things.
There's four.
Four of those things. And they look like all comfy, like leather seats, all cushiony.
Yeah, they're real nice. So if you want to get up and down 4th Avenue or downtown, they're the thing to do. So that way, because, you know, there's parking is an issue. So grab a pedicab. And there's not just Tucson Pedicab. There's a bunch of guys down there.
Yeah, there are a bunch
that
of
provide
guys.
That service.
But
so,
if I was to choose, I'd be looking for the one.
Look for the red ones. Yep.
The cushy ones.
There you go.
Hey, I did want to mention, we put this up on fredandjeff.com, which is the electronic companion to the Fred and Jeff Show. This morning in our morning paper, there's an article about the Canyon del Oro Little League has issued a patch commemorating the wonderful and short life,
very short life,
of Christina Taylor Greene. If you click on the logo on our website, it'll take you over to the Canyon del Oro Little League website, and you can purchase that patch. And a dollar of that goes to one of the funds supporting the families, and I think also it's going to help with the tribute or a monument of some sort.
Oh, that's very nice. Yeah. So we have a huge show today. Lots and lots of people to talk to.
Monster show.
Lots of people. So let's kick it off right now with our friends from the Ross Kruge Cougar Classic. How are you doing, Mr. Ackerley?
I'm doing really good. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell us about this Ross Kruge Cougar Classic.
Well, one of the reasons we wanted to come on your guys' show is because we feel that this is one of the positive stories in Tucson that's going on that a lot of people might not know about. 29 years ago, a friend of mine, Dale Lopez, started a tournament between four schools, and they played on the cement courts outside of Ross Kruge. And since that time, the tournament has blossomed into a gigantic three-weekend extravaganza where they have a whole bunch of kids from fourth grade on up to seventh grade that are just playing game after game after game after game for three weekends. So we wanted to come on your show and shed a little bit of light on the Cougar Classic and talk about one of the good things that's happening in Tucson.
Well, yeah, how many kids participate in this event?
Well, this year we counted just under 900 kids.
Wow, that's great.
Right, and how we got the count was that we do a T-shirt with everyone's name on it. So the kids buy them for a souvenir.
Pretty accurate.
Right, yeah. So
that's wonderful.
But we sell T-shirts to the kids, and they love it because their parents love it because it shows. For a lot of these kids, they don't have a chance to play organized basketball in a sense that it's just – more than after school rec, because we're moving these games inside to the high school gyms where they have the wooden floors and the horns and the
The big scoreboards, yeah, and the bleachers.
Right.
And,
huh? Yeah. So for many of them, it's their first chance to play in that kind of atmosphere. And Dale Lopez, the tournament director, always hires qualified officials. They're either college officials and high school officials that officiate the games, so the kids get a chance to play in that kind of situation.
Oh, that's great. Now, who's this young man you brought with you?
This is J.J. Delgado Lopez. He's Dale's son, and he pretty much does a lot of the work on the tournament during the course of the 3 weeks.
How long have you been working on the tournament, J.J.?
I've been working on the tournament about 5 years, I think. I helped Dale out with the scheduling and all the technical stuff, the brackets and stuff like that.
So that's okay. It's radio. No one's going to – you don't need to be intimidated. There's maybe, what, our mom and four or five other – you know, Bill's brother Ed's probably listening.
Right.
Your mom. So that's good. So you help your dad out with the tournament.
That whole thing becomes almost a nightmare. There's 56 teams involved, and there's a winner's bracket, and they go through to win trophies. And then if a team loses out, they still get to play the 3 weekends, but they're playing in a different division.
Different
yeah, consolation. So, yeah. So JJ figures all that out for us.
So JJ's the math whiz.
Right, exactly.
All right, JJ. That's so awesome. If someone wants to support your tournament, what do they need to do?
Well, we invite everyone to come to Tucson High and or Pueblo High School the next 2 weekends. They've got 2 gyms at both of those high schools now, and so there will be games going from 8 o'clock in the morning all the way up to about 7 o'clock in the evening. And the admission is free, so just come by. It's a blast to see these kids play this game, especially when the ball goes through the hoop and the crowd just goes nuts.
Now, Bill, what? It's fifth grade and under.
Yeah. Well, actually,
or
there
fifth,
are
sixth and seventh.
Six divisions or five, JJ?
Five divisions. Yeah. Fifth and under co-ed, fifth and under girls, sixth and under co-ed, sixth and under girls, and seventh and under co-ed.
All right.
So it's all different divisions, and the kids get a chance to play at their level.
That's great. That's great.
And the big finale is on February 19th.
Right. We'll have all the championship games at Tucson High, I believe, and they give out trophies to the top four finishers. And one of the things that is that I'd like to reiterate is that Dale Lopez kind of takes this on all by himself. He buys the trophies. He pays for the officials. He pays for the Tucson Unified School District lets him use the gymnasium, but yeah, they have to pay for the janitors and the cleanup after that. So he charges by the team, too, which is a little bit different than other leagues that charge by the player, so that a lot more of the schools that are able to participate are schools that might not be able to have the kids get into, you know, personal coaches or personal leagues or things like that.
Well, I'll tell you what. So if our listeners or anyone in Tucson wants to come out and see the kids play this weekend, they should go to Tucson High.
Yeah, Saturday, this Saturday and the following Saturday. And if they want more information, they can go to Ross Grugge, which is ROSKRUGE.
Yeah.
Ross Grugge Cougar Classic.com.
And, all right. And we'll post it up on the website. Okay. Thanks a lot, Bill. And thanks for being here, guys.
All right.
JJ, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
All right. We'll see you on the other side of the break with more Monkey Business.
At Barker Morrissey Contracting, our goal is to develop lasting relationships with each one of our clients. We measure our success on achieving that in the end. We offer the best possible combination of experience, integrity, and commitment available in Arizona. The foundation of our organization is a commitment to meet our clients' needs from pre-construction services through project build and move-in. We have experienced, cohesive project managers who thoroughly analyze each project prior to construction. We do this to provide value engineering at the front end of the project while reducing time-consuming change orders during construction. We are confident that our collaboration with you will result in a successful project that'll exceed your expectations. Barker Morrissey Contracting. Straightforward, honest, and reliable. Call us at 323-3831 to set up an appointment. That's 323-3831.
This is Lamont Hundley from Arizona Health with your Fred and Jeff Show fitness tips. When it comes to your personal exercise routine, balance should be the most important ingredient. It's easy to lose track of time during a workout. Often we end up doing more strength training, then your cardio gets shortened, and there's no time to stretch. Balance is always the key to fitness success. You need an accurate portion of cardiovascular and respiratory improvement exercises, strength training, and always stretch before or after the workout. Just as a balanced diet is important in your nutrition, a balanced workout would help you achieve greater results. For more information, please contact Arizona Health at arizonahealth.com. This has been Lamont Huntley with your Fred and Jeff Fitness Tips.
Thank you for calling Huge Conglomerate Insurance. Your call is somewhat important to us. Please hold, and we'll be with you as soon as we can.
When you get sick or injured, the first call you make is to your neighborhood doctor. Shouldn't the next call you make be to your local insurance representative? Skip the hours waiting on hold to ask a simple question about what your insurance policy will cover.
Your current wait time is 45 minutes.
Instead, call Ronstadt Insurance at 721-4848 and get the attention that you deserve. Trust local, trust Ronstadt Insurance. Pioneers in good service.
And welcome back. This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my brother Jeff.
We got a problem here in the studio.
We do. There's like loose wildlife.
What is going on? What are you guys doing? The monkeys are loose in the studio. Wow, that's crazy. So so what we want to do right now is we want to introduce a new sponsor to the show, our good friends at the Monkey Burger. Shep, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here, guys.
How you doing, buddy? We got a couple of monkeys here in the studio with us that are big fans of the Monkey Burger, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like you might have a couple of my employees over there.
So, Shep, you guys are growing. How long have you guys been in business?
It's been about a year now. It was a year back in November of this year. So it's been really good in the city of Tucson, and everybody's been really, really supportive, and I'd like to take this moment to thank everybody. It's been a big hit for us.
Good for you. When I was checking you out a little earlier this afternoon, we're trying to find a logo to put on our website. And by the way, we got it. Thank you.
Yeah,
but I noticed that you guys have 4.5 stars on all the Google reviews. There's like 70 or 80 people have reviewed you, and you've got 4.5 stars. That's fantastic.
Oh, yeah. That's, you know, and part of what the restaurants these days, you know, everybody can go voice their opinion. And, you know, it's not too hard when you do it the right way, and that's kind of what we do here, starting out with the produce that's fresh. And we try and use local names and keep that dollar, amounts in here in Tucson. And the Harris Ranch patty is probably what brings people in, and they're, that's where we get our beef from, out of Northern California. And, you know, one of these companies that has been around for a very long time but set the standard on how we eat our beef in this country, and it's just been overwhelmingly been the ticket to what we do here.
All right. Where are you guys located?
We are in the Williams Center, and that's the Broadway and Craycroft area, and that's 5350 East Broadway in the suite 128. And we also, keep your fingers crossed, we're waiting for that approval. One last thing for the city. coming up shortly here, and that's going to be 47 North 6th Avenue. So we're right in between Congress and Peddington there in the downtown area.
All yeah, right. We're looking forward to that.
Outstanding. And so as an introduction to the show, you are going to give one of our lucky listeners a $20 gift certificate to your location, the one that's open, where you guys are doing great business over at the Williams Center, for a $20 gift certificate to the first caller who calls at 529-3508 and tells us what the nickname of your monkey is, right?
Yeah, we're Monkey Burger, but he does have a name.
Yeah,
and I'm sure you could go online and find it out. I'm not know so many people know it off by hand, but there's ways of finding it out, and everybody should know it.
You know, I thought for sure that the name would be Roy.
Yeah, speaking of our director of operations, Roy Schaefer. Yeah, that's probably not a bad idea. I think we kind of threw that one out. He didn't want to be tied into that one.
Well, where did you get Monroe?
What's that?
without saying the name again,
oh, yeah.
Where did you come up with the name?
Actually, it was a kind of a funny day. I mean, we are sitting here, we're kind of looking at the logos and all the concepts and everything aside. It just kind of popped out, and Roy actually, clever enough, did name them. And it was just, one of those spare-of-the-moment type things where we all stared each other down and was like, that's perfect.
There you go. So. There you go. Well, listen, we really appreciate you sponsoring the show. And we hope you great, great success. I know every time we've stopped in there to eat, it's been fantastic. So.
And actually, we're going to be there next, not going to be at your shop, but right, we're going to be right next door next Tuesday at the Tinderbox. So we'll probably pop in and say hi.
Oh, yep. Yeah, absolutely. Please do. And great show, and we love you guys a lot. So thanks again.
All right, Shep, we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks a bunch.
Absolutely.
All right, that's our new sponsor, the Monkey Burger, right there at the Williams Center at Craycroft and Broadway, and coming soon to downtown.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to the downtown.
Yeah,
Monkey
downtown
Burger.
Revitalization, another great restaurant going in there.
Yeah, just for a quick segue, we have another quick thing. The Tucson Hispanic Chamber has a scholarship program that we just want to mention to folks. They are looking for high school graduates, charter school graduates, or kids that are out of school, high school for at least less than a year. If you go over to the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, which is TucsonHispanicChamber.org, you can sign up for their scholarship program. They're looking for candidates.
All right. So now I know. Thanks, Chuck. On with the meat of the show. Once again, we kind of snuck the nickname out there a minute ago, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
529-3508. If you could tell us the nickname of the
monkey. One of our former presidents.
Yeah. Was his first name James?
I think so.
I think you're right. 529-3508, you get a $20 gift certificate to the Monkey Burger. And now, drum roll please. Welcome, John. How you doing, buddy?
Just great. How are you?
I'm doing great. John, pronounce your last name for me.
Tierbach.
Tierbach.
Yep.
And John, you and your lovely wife brought Christian Youth Theater to Tucson.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. Well, and you know what's funny is...
you seem happy and depressed at the same time.
You know what's funny is when my wife and I first heard of your program, we thought, Christian Youth Theater, what the heck?
Right.
It's going to be a bunch of kids cruising around doing stuff.
Sure.
that, who's going to be interested in that, but maybe a very small group of people.
Yeah.
But it's not that. It's full-on Broadway productions using kids.
It's big shows. Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So tell us, what's the genesis of CYT?
Well, CYT actually started in 1980 in San Diego, and by a couple named Paul and Cheryl Russell. And, they wanted to bring really quality entertainment for both adults and kids to the San Diego area. So they started it, and it grew. And what's happened over the last few years is folks that started in that organization as Kathy and I did when we lived in San Diego. We were involved in the program there. What's happened is, through job transfers and changes of location, folks have gone out through the United States, and they saw an opportunity to really expand their mission with CYT and to actually start opening satellite organizations throughout the U.S.
So is it a franchise?
Well, we have a licensing agreement with them, and it's kind of similar to a franchise. Yeah, we don't have all the restrictions of a franchise, but we have to, maintain their mission, their mission statement, and then we model, our programs off from their, very successful model of 25 years. So it's worked for them for 25 years, and it's working for us.
25 years. How long have you guys been doing it in Tucson?
We started in the summer 2005 with a summer camp, and then started that next fall with classes and shows. So we've been going strong for, this is our sixth year.
What was the first show you guys produced?
We produced Tom Sawyer, and we had 22 kids in the program. And
can you do Tom Sawyer with 22 kids?
We did. Yeah, we did. We had about, one night we had about 30 people come in. The next night we had 35, so we had to set five more chairs up. We were really excited. We sold about 3 Snickers bars, so it was a phenomenal night for us.
Where was the show held?
St. Francis Cabrini, their little community center there.
That's
little stage.
That's our old stomping ground.
Yeah, tiny little stage.
St. Peter and Paul down the street.
Cabrini used to have the Cabrini Carousel, and they'd have a big showcase once a year.
Right.
I don't know if they still do that, but that was a really nice place to put on a show.
Yeah, it's a small little space, and real quaint, worked great, for our first session. And And then we moved to St. Gregory's for the next show, expanded a little bit. We had, you know, a couple hundred folks in the audience. And then since then, we've moved the shows to Crowder Hall at the University of Arizona. And we also perform at Pima Community College. And now, just this past fall, we opened the season at the Fox with Les Mis.
Wow, Les Mis. Yeah. And so you guys went from Tom Sawyer with 20 kids,
right,
to doing Les Mis with how many kids in
there
cast?
There were about
and crew?
60, well, yeah, cast and crew, probably 85 kids involved, and I call it our epic show. It was just a phenomenal show. A lot of the kids have been with us for 4 and 5 years that were in that show, and that, you know, we've seen them grow and mature and gain, you know, confidence and their talent levels, and it was just phenomenal.
Well, and that's what it's about, is helping these kids gain confidence.
The mission statement is to develop character in kids through training in the performing arts, and then also to provide wholesome family entertainment, all which reflect Judeo-Christian values. So, you know, we're about developing, you know, self-confidence and character in kids. You know, a lot of folks come in and think we're going to make their kids into a Broadway star, and we never promote that. We don't promise it. We said, if it happens, it happens. Fantastic. But what we will say is that, you know, your kids will gain a lot of confidence. They won't be afraid of getting in front of people. They'll create some amazing lifelong friendships and, you know, become really good kids and turn into good adults.
Now, you actually have a kid or two that have gone on to bigger and better things in the theater, right?
No. Well, not yet. Let's see. I've got my middle son and my youngest daughter, who are now my middle son's 19. He started when he was 14, so he aged out essentially at 18. You can no longer do CYT at after you reach your 19th birthday.
Oh, okay. So what are the age limits?
Age limits are we start with kids at 6, and then when they become 8-year-olds, they can actually audition for the shows. And then they age out at 18. So by the time they hit 19, they're done.
Okay.
So, and then my youngest daughter is 17. So she has another year yet. She'll probably do the spring session, this next show. And then, she's going to go on to U of A and study dance and theater. So.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's outstanding.
Yeah.
So, and tell us a little bit about where you're from.
Well, originally, I got involved with it in San Diego, originally from the Midwest in Indiana, and went to Purdue and was in the band. Kathy and I were both in the Purdue band.
What do you play?
I played trumpet, and then my last year I was the drum major.
Nice.
And then, yeah, of course.
You were the Purdue marching band drum major?
And then Kathy was the golden girl. So it was kind of
What's a golden girl?
It's the feature twirler at Purdue. So it's kind of world-renowned kind of thing, you know. Then she traveled the world. While I was conducting the band, Kathy was traveling the world. But,
nice.
You know.
World-renowned in Lafayette, Indiana.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's great.
Yeah, so then we, graduated there and then moved to San Diego. CYT is my second full-time volunteer job. So I'm, you know, actually been in the aerospace industry since graduating from college. So it's always been my avocation.
All right. Well, listen, we got a lot of stuff to talk about on the other side of the news.
Great.
So stick with us out there, and I hope you're driving safe. And we will see you in about 2.5 minutes to talk more about CYT and their upcoming shows.
I hear the cry of the hungry in the deserts where the wanderers.
Local talk at its best.
What are you talking about?
Local talk at its best.
What are you talking about?
Tucson's Jolt. KJLL, South Tucson.
CNN Radio, I'm Stan Case. Toyota's electronic throttle control systems get a clean bill of health from the Transportation Department.
Our conclusion is this. Toyota's problems were mechanical, not electrical.
Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood says a 10-month investigation found no evidence the throttle is responsible for sudden acceleration in Toyota vehicles. The automaker recalled nearly 8 million of them. A Google executive released in Egypt stirred up protesters in Cairo's Tahrir Square Tuesday, telling them Egypt is their country. A Facebook page he put together, widely credited, was sparking the initial protest in late January. Snow has begun falling across parts of the Rockies and Plains as another winter storm takes form. Forecasters say Oklahoma could get up to 10 inches of snow. And actress Lindsay Lohan has new trouble with the law. Prosecutors plan to charge her Wednesday with stealing a necklace from a jewelry store. This is CNN Radio.
There's no guarantee a penny saved is a penny earned. No guarantee a word to the wise is sufficient. Even with conventional wisdom, guarantees are few and far between. But when you invest in municipal bonds insured by Assured Guarantee, every dime of principal and interest is guaranteed. Savvy investors rely on Assured Guarantee's financial strength and municipal credit experience. For insured municipal bonds, talk to your financial advisor or visit thinkassuredguarantee.com.
Information is power.
It's valuable.
Mid-sized businesses rely on it.
Because we are the engines of a smarter planet.
We need data to be stored and secure.
We need easy access to it. From anywhere, anytime.
Introducing cloud-based backup, managed by IBM.
It provides enterprise-level protection.
Without the added costs.
That's smarter business on a smarter planet.
Services started under $3 per user per month. Visit IBM.com/backup. Prices are subject to change by IBM without notice.
American business is hopping, energized by Office Max rubber band balls, changing boring to bouncy. And we won't stop until every presentation is magic. Office Max has America's largest selection of retail ink and toner, so we have your ink. Purchase $60 in HP ink or any national brand ink and get a $15 iTunes gift card. Valid through February 12th, $60 before taxes, offer in-store only, and excludes Office Max brand ink. Ink claim based on survey of select Office product superstores, includes national and Office Max brand ink and toner and ink refill. Office Max. Work with us.
I'm adding another crew. My business is building. My marketing is deluxe.
My boutique is setting new trends in fashion and sales. My marketing is deluxe.
I just opened my third fitness studio. My business is gaining strength. My marketing is deluxe.
See how Deluxe for Business helps 4 million small businesses grow. Deluxe for Business.
Deluxe for my business.
For my business.
For my business.
Deluxe for Business. Visit deluxe.com/marketing.
May I light that cigar for you, sir?
Thank you.
And welcome back to the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my brother Jeff. And it's time for that weekly moment of relaxation when we find out the cigar of the week. Hello, Big Mike. How are you doing?
Mike, how you doing, buddy?
Hi, guys. Yeah, I've been called a lot of things, but a weekly relaxation, I don't know.
Have you ever been called a ton of fun?
Possibly.
So what do you got for us there, Big Mike?
Hey, today we got a nice, rich, and bold-tasting cigar. It's the Trinidad, made by Altadis. Now's the time you go ooh and ah.
No, I was happy. The Trinidad is an extremely good, nice, bold cigar.
It's a great cigar. It's got an Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper. The binder is a Connecticut broadleaf, and the filler is Dominican, Nicaraguan, and there's a little bit of Peruvian tobacco in it just to give it a little zip.
Yeah, that cigar is very zippy there, Mike.
Yeah, I describe it's rich, bold. I'll even say it's luscious. It's just a creamy, full-flavored, it's just a great cigar. It's well-made, and I'm glad we carry it. And like usual, buy three, get one free.
Now, what sizes do those run in?
It comes in seven sizes. In the naturals, I've got four sizes, and in the Maduros, I also have four sizes. Robusto through Churchill, Robusto Toro, Pelicoso or Torpedo, and a Churchill.
Oh, that's very nice. And now, if somebody wants to come down and buy these luscious cigars, where do they head?
Oh, 5350 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 124, or you could give us a call at 747-4807.
And we're going to be there. We're going to be over at your shop on the 15th next week.
Looks that way, yeah.
yeah, it does. We're going to have a lot of fun over there. And again, that's the Trinidad. Buy three, get one free. Michael, thank you very much.
Thanks, Mike.
Have a good evening, gentlemen.
You too, buddy. And on the other side of the break, more with CYT. So stick around.
Do you suffer from irrigation leaks, a broken sprinkler, leaky valves, or you just can't find the problem? At H&S Garden, we provide high-quality, reliable service at reasonable prices. Our repair technician has over 25 years of experience, And if you hate pulling weeds, raking mesquite beans, or trimming those thorny bushes, just leave the dirty work to us. We're licensed contractors with 30 years of experience in landscape management. Our crews are professional and take pride in their work. We'll meet you on site to establish a program that works for you. Call today at 293-6488 or visit us at hsgarden.com. H&S Garden, a family-owned and operated Tucson small business.
A made-to-order, providing Tucson with quality housekeeping service since 1988. We can handle all your house cleaning needs, from one-time, move-outs, weekly, monthly, and on-call service available at your request. Our housekeepers are trained to make your house sparkle and shine. A made-to-order is even open on Saturdays, and credit cards are welcome. Let a made-to-order show you what we can do for you. 790-3195, 790-3195. A made-to-order, woman-owned and detail-focused.
Why did Temco Air Environmental win the Better Business Bureau's Ethics Award?
We do what we say we're going to do, when we say we're going to do it, at the price we quoted.
Check us out with the Better Business Bureau or the Registrar of Contractors.
Temco Air Environmental, for all your heating and cooling needs.
Did the old Najiwid guy Kunyapsi has lived?
And welcome back to the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt with my soon-to-be eating crow brother, Jeff.
Yes, darn it. You know what? I'm blaming this on the meds. You know, I just had cataract surgery about 3 hours ago. Here I am on the radio. Hey, yeah, I don't know what I'm doing. So I screwed up earlier, and the actual name of the monkey is Mason. And we had three people call, boom, 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 that said, Mason, Mason. And we told Chuck, our producer, that it was Monroe. I told him it was Monroe. So if you call back, if you were one of those people.
Yeah, this is.
It's backwards. It's Monroe, but it's actually Mason.
It is. Mason is Mason the name. Is Mason's the monkey. Monkey's nickname.
So we're on the honor system here.
We are on the honor system. So if you called and we told you no, call us back, 529-3508. The first one to call gets the other gift certificate to Monkey Burger, $20 gift certificate. Give us a call, and I sincerely apologize. So anyhow, now that we're over that, we are here with John. Pronounce your last name for me again, John.
Tierbach.
Tierbach. John Tierbach, late of the Purdue Marching Band.
Exactly.
And you're wearing a big Raytheon basketball shirt.
Yeah,
What's that all about?
Well, you know, I basketball's my game. And
you're a big guy.
Yeah,
You 6'4"?
6'5", yeah. And so, you know, in addition to singing and theater stuff, I played basketball.
Oh, yeah,
so,
that's right. Yeah. By the way, your wife wanted me to say something about the fact that you were Simon Peter?
Yeah, yeah, for almost 10 years in Tucson. So, yeah, when we moved here, somebody actually went down and auditioned for Saylock when it was still in town.
Yeah.
And did a couple seasons with them. And then
we love Saylock.
Yeah.
We did.
And somebody wrote me in to come auditioning for Simon Peter, so I did it for a year. And then Armin left. Armin had done, you know, Dirtadian had done Simon Peter for years. And
it was actually written for Armin.
That
piece was written for him.
Right. So
so you ruined it.
So, yeah. What is this blonde guy coming in here? So, yeah. So I did it for 10 years and just loved it.
All right.
Yeah.
That's great. So you have theater background.
Yeah.
It's
been my avocation. I moved to San Diego and I auditioned for San Diego Civic Light Opera, Starlight, and did 10 seasons there, did about 30 shows.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
What was the highlight of that?
Oh, I just got to work with, you know, lots and lots of Broadway folks that can, you know, that did a lot of touring that would come through and summer stock kind of thing. So,
That we might know?
Probably not. I mean, they're small Broadway people.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but I got to work with, you know, especially a lot of up and coming younger kids that a lot of them have gone on now to, you know, great friend of mine, Fred Inkley, who's Valjean, started in Valjean on Broadway and is currently in.
Now that's a role in Les Mis.
That's the lead role in Les Mis.
Jean Valjean.
He did The Beast on tour, the national tour. Played the Beast
for Beauty and the Beast,
and then and he's currently Lurch in the Addams Family on Broadway.
Nice,
so, yeah.
You know, little known story.
Yeah,
Fred. They actually called Fred and asked him about that role.
Really?
Yeah, Lurch.
I could
You can see Fred is lurch.
Yeah.
You're right.
There you go. So you're in San Diego. You guys get transferred to Tucson, I assume, with Raytheon?
Yeah, it was, you know, with the Hughes, General Dynamics Hughes buy up and big transfer, you know, mass transfers to the Tucson area. So I came over and you know, got involved a little with the little theater here, and then San Diego was, you know, kept calling, going, "Why don't you guys, you know, start a CYT over there?" So we were able to ward them off for about 5 years because I'm also love baseball, so I, you know, did 10-12 years of coaching and little league board, you know, and all that stuff. Got the boys through that, and then and we said, "Okay, we'll do it." So
good for you.
Yeah,
good for you. And so you start off with Huckleberry Finn. We're with Tom Sawyer.
Tom Sawyer. Yeah.
And then from Tom Sawyer, you've done Peter Pan.
Yeah, we actually brought in ZFX Flying, you know, which is a company that flies on Broadway and on national tours. We brought them in, and
these are the people that set up the wires.
They
so
do
it looks
all
like
the rigging. Yeah, they do all the rigging. So they came in. They, you know, flew a tech in, and so our kids flew. I mean, it looked like a Broadway production. We had it was really cool. We bought a great set that was on tour, so we have that in storage now, and actually rent that out if anybody's looking for a Peter Pan set.
Fred,
yeah, you never know.
I want to fly.
Yeah. So yeah, we just
now,
you know, we go all out.
Sort of a hallmark of the CYT productions as of late. I mean, the pictures I saw online,
yeah,
of these productions, they look professional Broadway quality. I mean, the set's the whole nine yards.
Yeah, that's why we have no money. But
but yeah, you're putting the money that you're making, you're putting it to use.
It goes right into the shows. It goes right into the kids. Yeah. So yeah, but one of my deals is I guess because I'd, you know, done professional theater and worked with a lot of professionals and see what it's all about, I kind of brought that to, you know, injected that into the CYT program. So that's probably the biggest comment that we get from people that come in, you know, like you said, thinking they're going to see a high school or, you know, a kid's show. And, you know, people literally tell us, you know, halfway through the show, they forget they're watching kids.
Yeah,
you know,
they're blown away.
Yeah.
Well, you guys just did Annie a couple months
yep.
ago.
Yep.
During Christmas time.
Exactly.
And it was fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
It was amazing. You had a young man, the young man that played Daddy Warbucks. That kid actually shaved his head.
Yeah, we, you know, we talk about the school days programs, but he did a performance and he had a bald cap on, and the thing kept kind of inching up and inching up, you know, so it didn't look great. And we didn't say anything to him, but the next day he comes in with a shaved head. He goes, "You know what?
Wow.
You know, this is going to work better." So
he was committed to his
craft.
He
was committed, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Now, what is School Days program?
School Days, we is, you know, in addition to the public performances, we have a whole School Days program where we offer essentially inexpensive tickets and offer them to the schools throughout the Tucson area. We have lots of homeschoolers. We have now, we're really the word is getting out. We're getting a lot of public schools in now. And so like the show we've got coming up this weekend, we're actually sold out for School Days, and that theater holds about 1,200 people.
Wait. So School Days is Thursday, right?
Thursday, yeah.
Thursday the 10th.
We're 10th, and then the following, I think we're doing another one the following week also for School Days.
And those are, and your newest performance, the performance is getting ready to open this week, is Willy Wonka.
Willy Wonka, yeah, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. So,
actually hoping for chocolate.
Yeah, yeah.
Where's the chocolate?
We don't need it. We don't need it, Fred.
Well, we don't need it.
But you like it.
Yeah. So, you're at the Fox.
Yeah,
how many people can sit in the Fox?
Yeah, it's about 1,200, 1,250 or something.
So you've sold out both School Day shows, 1,200 kids each.
Yeah, I think we have a couple seats left. Yeah, so obviously that show's pretty popular with the schools.
Well, yeah. I mean, why not? I would assume that the attendance to your programs after these kids see Willy Wonka in the Fox is going to explode.
Yeah, we always get a big surge, you know, when we do shows like Willy Wonka, you know, with the program. So yeah, we're hopeful it'll boost us, you know, again.
And then you've got it's opening to the public the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then the next week.
Correct.
So you have four performances after the School Days.
Yep. Yep.
And yeah, I'm going to be there on Friday the 11th. That's going to be sweet.
Yeah, I'll be there. I think I'm driving kids on the 10th. That'll be good times. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, that'll be good times.
Right.
So this is fantastic.
Yeah.
And people want to buy tickets to your show.
Yeah,
to the Willy Wonka show. Where do they go?
Well, you can buy them actually online now. We've graduated from, you know, the little ticket vouchers and trying to get the money to actually going online with our website is www.cyttucson.org, all one word, cyttucson.org. And just click on shows and Willy Wonka, a big tab there, and it'll take you right to, it looks like a Ticketmaster kind of thing.
Great.
You can put in and put your card in.
And actually, if you received the Fred and Jeff newsletter, you would have part of the body of the text. There's a link to the CYT website and the ticket sales for Willy Wonka.
Oh, that's great.
Exactly.
So, how much is a production like a Willy Wonka or a Les Mis? I mean, you're doing something at the Fox. How much does something like that cost to do?
Probably it's going to be around $25,000.
And you guys are not profit. You're not for profit.
We are negative profit.
We're
a negative profit organization.
And so you generate money by ticket sales and cookie sales.
Well, it's part of the program, which we haven't talked about, which is the whole educational aspect of it.
Yeah.
So we earn income through ticket sales, production fees that we charge the kids, and then their whole education program, which is our registration fees for the education program.
So tell us more about this education program.
Well, this is actually, the shows are actually the icing on the cake. CYT is set up in 3 10-week sessions per year, and in that 10 weeks, the kids can register for a class that they attend 2 hours a week, and that during those class times. And then if they register and are actually being trained, then they have the opportunity to audition for a show.
So when you mean training, you're teaching kids how to sing.
Yep, we offer kids classes in vocal vocal technique, in acting. We do stagecraft type things. We do improv comedy. We just offered this past session up in the Northwest. We offered an illusions class. We actually had this really talented illusionist come in, and they did some amazing things during the showcase.
Sawing people in half, kind of thing.
I mean, blocked a guy in a trunk, and he, appeared in the back of the house, and it was phenomenal. So, but the kids have a great time. Our teachers are just really, compassionate, dedicated people that get paid, gas money, for their efforts. So it's really they teach because they love the arts. They love kids. And, are really dedicated to helping kids.
And now more than ever, now that we're all, the school districts, people, were out there struggling to make a dollar.
Right.
And the first thing that seems to go are the arts.
Are the arts, right.
And for you guys to be blossoming, your program is blossoming, that means that people are finding a place to go.
Well, it just demonstrates the kind of desire and need for a program like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there's so many benefits to the performing arts. I mean, they're just countless. But, there's been studies with, kids that are involved in the performing arts, their grades come up, improve, and because they have to manage time, and, they really have to dedicate themselves to, to both getting their schoolwork done and, the performances and the classes. So it's a lot to put on a kid, but it's amazing how quickly they grow.
They can do it.
Yeah. And how much responsibility they take on.
So since 2005, you guys have been rolling a lot of kids through the program. How many lives have you touched?
Probably 12, we think around 12 to 1300, is what we've had, registered. So since then, and then about 45,000 people have seen, seen our shows.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. So Willy Wonka starts this weekend.
Yep.
And what do you got coming up after Willy Wonka?
We're actually in rehearsal now for Oklahoma. So we've got two. We've got one opening this weekend.
Yep. Oh, no, Fred.
Curly. Yeah. and that's in mid-March. And then we're going to do a one big show for our spring session, which is going to be The Legends of Pocahontas, which is actually a CYT original production. And
nice.
And our music director, who we are blessed to have this music director that helps us out. He is orchestrating the entire show, so it's going to be a great show. It's going to be held at Crowder Hall at the University of Arizona for a couple weekends in May.
Oh, that's great!
Yeah,
that's fabulous. So lots and lots and lots of stuff We got about 10 minutes to go.
Sure.
What, your wife, Kathy, who came down with pneumonia today.
Yeah, walking pneumonia.
Yeah. And she was going to be here with us. We were going to give her a hard time about being a Laker girl.
Oh, yeah, all that
and,
stuff.
You know, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
But really, one of the things that I want to touch with you on is getting back to the original point, I don't think we covered it enough, was you guys put a bunch of money into these shows. You said about $25,000 just to produce Willy Wonka.
Yep.
You sell tickets.
Yep.
You got it. But you sell programs. You
right.
sell ads.
Yep.
How do you generate
corporate sponsorship?
Corporate sponsorships.
Yep.
You know, when people are interested in getting involved with CYT, can they do it through the website?
Oh, you bet. You know, we make it real easy on the website. You can donate and help us out. Bottom line is we're set up on about a 90%, you know, funding through all of the things we do as far as ticket sales and concessions and all that. But we, you know, need about 10% of our to meet our budget through you know, benefactors and folks that just really open their hearts and their pocketbooks and you know, are really interested in helping these kids and helping this program.
That's great.
Yeah, so it's very easy to donate.
That's great. Now you guys are, you started off as CYT, Christian Youth Theater.
Mm-hmm.
You have classes. There's education.
Right.
You've been producing shows since 2005.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about what's the future hold for you guys?
Well, we are actually, we just opened a dance studio called University Dance Project, and what we found is probably the weakest, you know, you considered a triple threat, you know, in theater if you can sing, act, and dance, probably the weakest one of those areas that we've seen, you know, over the years in CYT has been dance. So we decided to open a dance studio under, you know, the umbrella of CYT, but calling it University Dance Project.
How did you guys come up with the name University? Is it
affiliated
with the U of A or?
Well, we in a kind of a distant way. Number one, we really liked the name; it was pretty cool. But you know, you sit around and throw all these names out. But we're very fortunate to have a connection with the University Dance Program. At U of A, all of our instructors are either alumni of the dance program at U of A or current students in the dance program at U of A, and that program is phenomenal. It's probably I think number two or three in the nation.
Wow!
So
fabulous.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I walk into that studio and my jaw drops, you know, watching these young folks dance.
So what's in the relationship between CYT and the university? Sort of a feeder in.
Yeah, well, it's an independent dance studio, so you know, you don't have to be in CYT to you know, sign up for classes. We do have a lot of CYT kids that come in and take dance classes, but it's really a dance studio, nonprofit dance studio, and we're really, really dedicated once again to you know, providing a safe place for kids to come in and to really, really train in dance. We're not about costumes. We're not about whiz-bang stuff. Kids come in, they, you know, they're expected to wear essentially a uniform, and it's, you know, a fairly disciplined dance studio, and the kids have a great time, but they're you know, expected to work hard and to train hard and, you know, to get the benefits from that.
Now, is this like when Fred and I were kids, there was this thing called Junior Assembly.
No,
remember that, Fred?
Yes,
Junior Assembly.
Yeah, I have nightmares every once.
Yes,
in a while.
And we would have, my mom would dress us up with little ties and little jackets,
suit,
and she would send us somewhere where we would learn how to foxtrot and waltz and which fork was the right one to use. It was a nightmare. We hated it.
Yeah.
We're not talking that kind of dance.
No, this
we're
is
talking,
we're talking lyrical. We're talking hip hop. We're talking. Technique. We're talking
jazz,
ballet. Yeah, I mean, there's just, it goes on and on. We offer just about every style of dance. You know,
and what are is the same 8 years old to through high
we
school?
Actually, I think we take them at five for the dance studio, and then we go up all the way up. You know, adults, we offer Pilates classes in the morning, and you know, we've got kickboxing, which is really popular with the adults in the evening.
I didn't know there was a dance style.
It could be.
Yeah, right.
If you've gone to any of the clubs lately, you might imagine.
Yeah.
That's great. So how does someone go about getting involved with University Dance Project or CYT?
Just give us a call. You can go on the website. I think there's a link from CYT to University Dance Project, but we also have our own independent website for University Dance Project, which is UDP. I know it goes to universitydanceproject.com.
Well, we'll
this
have
is
the
what
link.
I really need, Kathy. She'll probably be texting me. What are you doing?
We'll have the links on the Fred and Jeff.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Website.
That bails me out of this.
What we're here for.
When we post the show later tonight, it'll be up on the website.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Cool.
So we'll have the University Project. We'll have CYT. We'll have a lot of stuff on.
Yeah, the ticket. How to buy tickets to Willy Wonka.
How to buy tickets to Willy Wonka.
Yeah, and I think it's fabulous that So this kind of ties it all in for me.
Yeah,
is back in when did you move here from San Diego?
95.
So 95. Lots of folks came here for Hughes Raytheon.
Yeah, yeah.
And so through a giant corporation moving people around,
right?
You guys came to Tucson.
We landed in Tucson.
And you didn't just land here for a job. You landed here to create something that has turned out to be fantastic.
Yeah, I think Kathy and I have always been about kids, and I don't know why we just love the helping kids, getting involved in their lives, because I mean, truthfully, it's the future of America, right?
Absolutely.
And so it's we've found that we can really make a positive difference in their lives, and hopefully develop these kids.
Yeah, well, and you are.
Yeah, I think we got some amazing stories.
Give us some.
Well, it's there's so many, but the biggest thing
I didn't
is,
mean to put you on the spot.
Yeah, I know. It's like, which one do I tell? But the biggest thing is after a show, and you don't even know this during the session and the show, but we'll always get a letter or a phone call from a parent that will say, my child was not doing well in school. He was getting in trouble. And you guys have literally changed their life. Their teacher has called and said, what are you doing? What are you doing? Little Johnny is turned it around. What have you done? And they go, it's because of CYT, because they've really, developed that time management skill. And
confidence.
Also the parents goes, if you don't do your homework, you're not going to CYT. So,
yeah,
it's a
big,
good leverage.
The hammer. We went to the showcase. There was a little showcase last Tuesday.
Yeah, last week. Yeah.
And I was really impressed. I mean, there are a lot of kids, all a wide spectrum of kids. I mean, young kids, older kids. I mean,
right, and it's non-denominational. I mean, you don't have to be Christian.
No.
But
also,
I know, there's in the film component, there was a young gentleman who I knew, who I know has a touch of autism.
Mm-hmm.
And to see him come out the way he did in that film, and then how he was embraced by the other kids in the program, it was just phenomenal.
Yeah, that's one of the big, one of the big positives of CYT is the mentoring aspect. And we don't even have to mention it, but, by the time the session's, over or toward the end and the show is going on, the older kids always take a younger kid under their wing, and they'll help them in any way possible.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Yeah, it's a really good
model.
Truly,
it seems like there's a lot of untapped talent, because even the small kids, they created their own fable.
Oh, yeah.
And then acted it out.
Yeah, yeah.
There was the next year, older group of kids did an 8-minute song that had 15 different songs in it from like 9 different movies.
Right, right.
And flawless. I mean, it was just great.
Right.
And just down the line, all these kids, improv group that interacted with the audience, and it was just a lot of talent.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the things that we've really learned is to set the bar high for kids. Many times people underestimate just, what kind of ability kids have.
Absolutely.
So we really, really continue to push the bar for these kids, and they discover things, about their abilities that they really had no idea that they could do.
Well, that's
so
great.
It's a lot of fun.
And you've taken that San Diego experience and brought it to Tucson, and we really, really appreciate you, your wife Kathy, and we hope people support CYT. Go out and see Willy Wonka.
Oh, yeah, come and see it. It's going to be fun.
Oklahoma.
Pocahontas in the spring.
And join University Dance Project. So, folks, thanks for listening to the Fred and Jeff Show. We'll see you next week from the Tinderbox. We'll be talking some rodeo, and have a great week.
Good evening, Tucson.
Maria Luisa.
This is Tucson's Jolt.
You have no idea who you're dealing with.
KJLL, South Tucson.
Was in a house to limit.